Promise 21, and I'll read it three times. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. John 15:11. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. John 15:11. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. John 15:11. So first, the intended destination of this promise. Joy. To be filled with joy. In fact, to be filled with the very joy of Jesus, which, by the way, overflows. To see no benefit in the passing fancies that would seem to end in happiness, that changeable quantity, to instead be seated deep, deep down in the soil of your inner life with that springing up, sprouting up heavenly, earthly, celebratory, reality-reducing, true reality-producing fruit of the Spirit that stands second in line only to love itself. Joy. To be filled with the joy of Jesus himself. To overflow with the natural joy of the Savior so that wherever we go, the sloshings and spillings of our cup of joy have incidentally covered and changed the places we depart from. This is, in fact, the kind of joy you've been promised. The joy of Jesus that changes the world by changing hearts. So, how do we get at this promise? If joy is the intended destination, what is our line of approach? Well, Jesus already told us, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. The words of the last discourse on the night before the cross, in the upper room and on the way to the Mount of Olives, are these things. So, in chronological order, here are the wondrous words of Jesus, these things which are intended to fill our hearts with his overflowing joy. I'd encourage you to close your eyes and especially to really listen. These are the words with those most marvelous, personal, joyful benefits. Here we go. Do you realize what I have just done for you in washing your feet? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are quite right, for I am your teacher and your Lord. But if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you must be ready to wash one another's feet. I have given you this as an example so that you may do as I have done. Believe me, the servant is not greater than his master, and the messenger is not greater than the man who sent him. Once you have realized these things, you will find your happiness in doing them. From now onwards, I shall tell you about things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you may believe that I am the one I claim to be. I tell you truly, that anyone who accepts my messenger will be accepting me, and anyone who accepts me will be accepting the one who sent me. Now comes the glory of the Son of Man, and the glory of God in him. If God is glorified through him, then God will glorify the Son of Man, and that without delay. Oh, my children, I am with you such a short time. You will look for me, and I have to tell you, as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot follow. Now I am giving you a new command. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you must love one another. This is how all men will know that you are my disciples, because you have such love for one another. You must not let yourselves be distressed. You must hold on to your faith in God and to your faith in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, should I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? It is true that I am going away to prepare a place for you, but it is just as true that I am coming again to welcome you into my own home so that you may be where I am. You know where I am going, and you know the way I am going to take. I myself am the way and the truth and the life. No one approaches the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, you would have known my Father. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. The man who has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The very words I say to you are not my own. It is the Father who lives in me, who carries out his work through me. Do you believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? But if you cannot, then believe me because of what you see me do. I assure you that the man who believes in me will do the same things that I have done. Yes, and he will do even greater things than these, for I am going away to the Father. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do, that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And if you ask me anything in my name, I will grant it. If you really love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep the commandments I have given you, and I shall ask the Father to give you someone else to stand by you, to be with you always. I mean the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, for it can neither see nor recognize that Spirit, but you recognize him, for he is with you now and will be in your hearts. I am not going to leave you alone in the world. I am coming to you. In a very little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I am really alive and you will be alive too. When that day comes, you will realize that I am in my Father, that you are in me, and I am in you. Every man who knows my commandments and obeys them is the man who really loves me. And every man who really loves me will himself be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and make myself known to him. When a man loves me, he follows my teaching. Then my Father will love him, and we will come to that man and make our home within him. The man who does not really love me will not follow my teaching. Indeed, what you are hearing from me now is not really my saying, but comes from the Father who sent me. I have said all this while I am still with you. But the one who is coming to stand by you, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will be your teacher and will bring to your minds all that I have said to you. I leave behind with you peace. I give you my own peace. And my gift is nothing like the peace of this world. You must not be distressed, and you must not be daunted. You have heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you really loved me, you would be glad because I am going to my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And I have told you of it now, before it happens, so that when it does happen, your faith in me will not be shaken. I shall not be able to talk much longer to you, for the spirit that rules this world is coming very close. He has no hold over me, but I go on my way to show the world that I love the Father and do what he sent me to do. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Already, you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And we respond now, yes, Jesus, it will. And it already does.